Hello and welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. As the world gets set for a real battle against Omicron, the new variant of COVID, I'm joined by a very special guest. Aadhar Poonawalla is the CEO and owner of the Serum Institute of India. He's played a huge role in protecting millions around the world with the Covishield vaccine. New results on the efficacy of the vaccines have been published in Lancet, the medical journal, and these indicate that Covishield protected even at the height of the Delta virus in India. And now exports have started again, India once again being at the forefront of protecting people, not just in our own country, but around the world, with perhaps the most affordable vaccine still available in the market. Aadhar, good to speak to you. You've got new results which have come out. Lancet is exceptionally credible. What does it say? How effective is Covishield as far as the tests thus far have taken place?
So, as you rightly put, Covishield has demonstrated, as per the Lancet article and publication also, excellent efficacy, especially to prevent severe disease and hospitalizations with the Delta variant, which has predominantly been the variant of concern that has spread across the globe and was in India. As you've seen, the cases come down from April, May, you know, when we started vaccinating and the program picked up. You've seen how low the cases are now, to the tune of 8 to 10,000 daily new cases in India. And this is a real world data that I've always talked about compared to efficacy trials, which give you some kind of flavor to how good a drug or vaccine is doing. But real world data is what really matters. If you look at the cases that are soaring in Europe, US, with the messenger RNA vaccines, it's very clear that those vaccines provide good short-term protection. But then because of the absence of the T cell response, which is excellent in, you know, the viral vector vaccines, you see a decline in the antibodies, and they really need boosters sooner than later. And that's what has been recommended in the US, if you've been following what they're doing.
I think what's really impressive about what we've seen with Covishield and Delta is that it protects against severe infection. So 81% efficacy means that a lot of people have not ended up in hospital, and that progression of the disease to its worst state has not been allowed. So that's important, because overall effectiveness is 63%, which is still very credible, but that 81% is the one that's saving lives for sure.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's also the hope with Omicron, which, you know, is the latest variant of concern. We don't know how mild or severe it's going to be. The initial reports are that, you know, it's not creating a severe illness, but it's still too early to conclude on that. But today's vaccines that are licensed, let me just share that with everyone, does provide quite a bit of broad protection against all these variants. Now, specifically how effective Covishield is for this variant, like we had concluded, the 81% figure you mentioned for the Delta variant. Now for Omicron, the tests are on, and in about 2-3 weeks time, we will know at least the lab tests of neutralizing antibodies, etc., to know and get an idea of how good the existing Covishield vaccine is against that. Having said that, Oxford scientists are still working on, and we hopefully will launch, if required, in 6 months, a new vaccine, which is directly a vaccine which could be a booster dose, which is specifically targeting the Omicron and other variants found on that continent, so as to give a better protection. This was always going to be the strategy. First, double vaccinate with the vaccines that are licensed, which gives you that basic and general level of protection. And then you boost with newer tweaked versions of the same vaccine, which can specifically target, you know, the new variants of concern if they are spreading and creating havoc. But so far, luckily, we don't foresee that for Omicron. Of course, that can change very soon in a couple of months, like it did with Delta. So we'll just have to wait and watch.
Okay. I just want to repeat a couple of points. 2 weeks, you said, before you know how well Covishield AZ essentially works against Omicron. And secondly, there's going to be a designer booster, right, against Omicron. When would that come out?
If required. Yes, that research is on. If the experts feel that, you know, you need to boost with that kind of vaccine, then, you know, the third shot that everyone takes, or eventually the fourth shot that everyone takes in 6 months to a year, could be a more specific tweaked version. But at the moment, there's no reason to believe that Covishield is not able to, or the current vaccines that are all licensed in India and in the West, you know, should take care of it. But we'll know more information in a couple of weeks, and then we can say that for sure.
Efficacy would still come down though, right?
Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
You know, you've seen with Delta variant, you've just looked at the Lancet article, and the efficacy against the Delta variant was, I would say, within 5 or 10% of the original Wuhan virus, and, you know, so, or the Alpha, or whatever you want to call the original one. So, you know, it's very close to that.
Oh, no, that's interesting. Now, I want to come back to this question of a booster dose. You know, forget about Omicron. What about Delta? We don't know what the progression of Omicron is going to be. The government is fairly nuanced in our country about booster doses. They say there is enough evidence to suggest that there is an element of herd immunity. We've had people out during Diwali and Dashera. They haven't been infected in larger numbers. The numbers have been coming down, plus vaccination has been going up. Therefore, do we need a booster now before we ensure that people all get their second dose? What is the science on this?
So I'll tell you, before even the booster, we must ensure everyone gets double vaccinated. That is the message from Tony Fauci and everyone else globally. First, get double vaccinated. That is the best way to deal with variants and the existing scenario. After you reach that milestone, we can talk about boosters. And a via media could be that I know a lot of people are concerned. They might want to get a booster. They have taken their second shot. I think the government could, if the experts agree, looking at the data, recommend that in the private markets, if anyone wants to buy a third dose as a booster dose for themselves, the government should look at a policy that enables, you know, a citizen to go in a chemist or a doctor's clinic or a hospital and say that, look, I want a booster. Can I have it? And, you know, provided, you know, they've spent at least 5 or 6 months from the second shot that they've taken. I think that could be a via media before the government itself makes its final decision whether they buy enough stock and implement a booster campaign as well for everybody. I think right now the government should focus on getting everyone double vaccinated. That's the best way, and that's what they're focusing on, and maintaining the masks and social distancing, you know, as the protocols that we want to be concerned with.
Would
so this should be the strategy, giving a via media to the public to, you know, explore this option.
No, so that's interesting. Would you be able to ramp up production? Because you're catering for people who need their second dose and their first dose in our country, whoever's not got it. You're catering to exports. We'll talk about exports in a while. But would you be able to ramp up to ensure that people in India who want a third dose, are willing to pay for it, can get it?
We have hundreds of millions of doses worth of stock in our campus. We've got, I think, close to 200 million doses, you know, amongst all the states in India. We're producing at least 30 to 40% more every month than the current vaccination rate. Dare I say maybe even more than that. But conservatively, we're producing 30 to 40% more monthly as of September, October than we can vaccinate at the moment in people. So if the government were to announce a booster dose, we have plenty of stock. And this is taking into account the exports as well, which we'll come to in a minute, but that is moving very slowly because, you know, a lot of countries are waiting for donations from the US, and a lot of countries have already bought, you know, vaccines from other manufacturers because, you know, don't forget, for 7 or 8 months, we were taking care of our nation.
Yeah.
It's only now after 8 months that we've started the exports. So that's going to take a little time to pick up. And let me add to that, We've also got stockpiling of Covovax, our second vaccine, which could be licensed in a month or two.
Okay, Adir, I'm going to talk about Covovax in a while. I just want to deal with all of these themes, get them out of the way. If you do sell a booster dose, how much would it cost?
Same price. We're not going to change the pricing now.
All right.
The private market price is at, 600 rupees or something.
Right. So it's going to be the same price. Secondly, let's talk a little bit about ramping up exports through the COVAX facility. How many doses are you now providing COVAX? And what about direct exports to countries, particularly nations in Africa, which were really dependent on AZ and Covishield earlier on, but never got it?
Well, it's a funny predicament because all these African nations are very slow in coming back to us in trying to take doses because they're trying to manage all the different doses of vaccines that they're receiving right now as well. Having said that, we're starting, with a figure of around 20 million a month, probably in this month, maybe a bit more. And that'll slowly ramp up in quarter one of 2022 as these countries get ready. And this is a combination of COVAX supplies, bilateral supplies, what the Ministry of External Affairs also wants, where India can help and play its role in helping other nations. We've sent that message out very clearly to everyone that anyone who wants and needs vaccines, India is ready to play its part and go back to playing that role of pharmacy of the world. So that's also a good position to be in from the country's standpoint.
Which really sort of segues into my next question, which is, can the Serum Institute match the 1 billion vaccine doses that President Xi promised Africa yesterday? 1 billion.
Very easily. I mean, we could do that in 6 months if we're getting the purchase orders. Because if you look at our production now, it is 250 million per month. You've got other Indian vaccine manufacturers also who are scaling up quite nicely. So, I mean, India itself, if you look at all the vaccine manufacturers and our second vaccine, Covovax, we ourselves are going to cross 300 million per month as production. You've got other vaccine manufacturers probably doing about 100 million, maybe more than that together, maybe 150 million. You know, India's output of vaccine manufacturing is very soon by the month of December, January is going to be more than 400, 450 million a month. So very easily can we provide that to the continent of Africa and have enough stock to protect India simultaneously in the case of further outbreaks or booster doses that we want to give or anything else.
Adir, rewind to a little more than a year back. You were worried about essential supplies coming in from countries like the United States. Fillers, vials, something else. You were worried about quality because that was your basic focus. And you had to ramp up manufacture. Then you had that fire at SII as well. That didn't help matters at all. And then you had to ensure that people at SII had to really step up the rate of manufacturing. How has that progressed? Because in a sense, that's been one of the most remarkable stories. The process of ramping up to these extraordinary numbers.
No, absolutely right. After all those challenges and unfortunate things that took place, I'd always said that in April, the reason we could not ramp up even further was because of the raw materials that we were short of. We could have at least gone to a double figure of what we were at that time, which was around 70 million. Of course, that is now taken care of because we found alternative suppliers. We've qualified them. We've made acquisitions in Gujarat and other states to make our own raw materials. We acquired the largest Indian glass vial and syringe manufacturer as well, taking a 50% stake in it in a partnership with Schott Kaiser, and so many other things. So that now for, at least for the foreseeable future, we won't have, at least the Indian vaccine industry will not have to depend too much on imported essentials of raw materials. That is taken care of. We've converted so many buildings, as you rightly put, to make Covishield and Covovax and sacrificed other products. That's how we scaled up. And, that's where we are today. So we've overcome all those challenges. We've supplied till date, I was just looking at the figures, 1.3 billion doses so far between India and 71 countries across the globe. So if you look at our original targets and statements of saying we'll make a billion every year, we've already gone past that figure by the end of October, mid-November. So, you know, we've surpassed our own targets and statements, which others have struggled to do despite all these challenges. And, you know, it's a difficult task and everyone is doing their best. So we're definitely in a very good and comfortable position at the moment.
That's remarkable. Will Covishield be available for children in the future, Adar?
No, I think, as I mentioned earlier, you know, with children, I want to focus our strategy to deal with children all the way down to the age of 2 or 3 years of age with Covovax.
Right.
And that should be available in 6 months. The trials, as you know, are on. There's been no safety issues so far. We've gone down to the age of 7. And, you know, we've got very good results. And you've got other manufacturers who've already got approvals and will probably roll out slowly for the children, you know, I think in a month, as per what I've read in the news. And we will come in about 6 months, you know, with Covovax, which can be recommended for children as well.
So just so that we understand a little bit more about Covovax, because that's going to be the next sort of big vaccine from you. A, how much is it going to cost? B, where do you stand with the regulatory process? Because the sad thing about Covovax, which is Novavax abroad, is that the vaccine has been ready for a while. It's been deemed to be efficacious, but, you know, regulations haven't allowed it to be used in America. It slowed the process down. It's not a case of question marks being raised on the vaccine itself. It's the procedure. I never understood that. Why the delay?
So the efficacy and the clinical trials is 92% and very good against most variants. So, you know, the clinical trial data is excellent, which has been approved and published everywhere. What delayed was the manufacturing submissions in Europe and UK and other places in the US, which delayed the global licensure of Novavax. And, you know, now they've submitted all the data and they should get a license very soon. India will license the product as soon as those regulated markets get licensed. If you remember with Covishield, it was the same thing. In November, December, the UK authorities, the UK MHRA, licensed Covishield, and then we licensed based on the comparator trial that we had done in India. We're doing exactly the same, and hopefully by December, January, you know, Covovax will or should be licensed here as well. But that's not prevented us from exporting. You know, we've exported around 5 million doses to Indonesia, who's taken the product, made in India, and supplied there. So we're going to export a bit of Covovax in the coming months until we get approvals in India. And then it'll be available in India as well. But I think the reason why I'm not focusing on India with Covovax is I'd rather do that for the children in 6 months, number one. And number two, until all countries come together and approve the travel restrictions and other approvals, if you remember what we went through with Covishield, it took months to get every country, UK, Europe, everyone, and now the US as well, to approve Covishield and then other vaccines or whatever. So I don't want citizens in India to take a new vaccine and then get stuck for travel purposes. Since Covishield is fully approved, it's safe, it's effective, I would say that that would be the vaccine of choice at the moment for the Indian citizens who want to be able to still travel, you know, for all purposes. And then once Covovax is approved in all countries, I think then we should recommend it more for the Indian citizens. That would make common sense to me. That's my view. And, you know, maybe focus on children in 6 months for India.
When will Codagenix, the nasal vaccine, be available? Where does the science now stand on that?
So, you know, because of all these variants, we decided to tweak it further to have a broader protection. It's a nasal vaccine. And again, that will be one of the vaccines of choice for boosting. You know, every year, if you're going to want to boost and protect yourself against all these variants, especially protecting it from entering your system as well. You see, if you can have a nasal vaccine against this disease or any disease, you know, you've got flu vaccines as well, some of them which are nasal, that plays a major role in your mucosa to prevent the vaccine, the virus from entering and then multiplying. So if we're talking about even being infected, as we know today, the current injectable vaccines are not very good at preventing infection, but they prevent severe disease. What we're hoping happens with the nasal vaccine is that you'll prevent up to 70, 80, 90% even getting infected, which is the ultimate dream and goal. And that's where we've modified, and that's where Codagenix, being a nasal vaccine, we're hoping by December 22 to launch it. So, you know, every year almost, we're going to try to launch a vaccine by December, January. That's the way it's looking. So 2021, hopefully Covovax, and then 23, Codagenix, because we believe that over the next 10 years at least, we're going to have to keep taking booster shots every year or once in 2 years, you know, to keep your immunity up against all these variants.
Yeah. A final question to you. What does it feel like? I haven't asked you this before. What does it feel like to have helped all those Indian kids travel and get into university at a time when people just seem to want to stop them from coming? And you did this not through Serum. You did this personally. You know, your personal contribution, which helped them beat quarantine and the expenses thereof. You know, it's made a difference because all of them are now studying.
No, I'm just so happy that they could do that. And, you know, I know what a parent also goes through trying to firstly get your children into school, get them a good education. And then, you know, if you can't get there or your fees are at stake and or you lose the semester or the term, that can be particularly traumatic. And I could relate to that. So I just wanted to do whatever I could whilst Covishield was still getting approved. And finally, in a month or two after, we did that. And I thank you and NDTV for playing a role in spreading the message and organizing all of that as well, which made it easier, you know, to implement it. I just feel I'm just happy that, you know, I could help them out. And now all that is streamlined. So now everyone can travel and
except their quarantines now in India are there for those looking from Europe to come. With the test on the eighth day, it's like it's the world seems to have gone around. Let's hope Omicron isn't bad, and let's hope that Covishield protects us from that. It's been wonderful speaking to you. Thank you so much indeed.
Pleasure. Thank you.